Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Tony Bruno is with us yet again. I know Tony, and if the Phillies would have lost last night and fallen to 1-4, he would have hit the panic button and opened up the phones at 610-6. Actually, no, he wouldn't have, because he knows it's a long season. Tony Bruno, what up, man?
Exactly right. Thank you. Well, you know, the problem is, you know, they were in Clearwater just about 2.5 weeks ago, enjoying beautiful weather every day. Then they go back east, and the weather's been up and down. Some night they had a couple nice days, cold days, and then rainy days. And now they're probably, I don't know what's going to happen with the game this afternoon, but, you know, fans are fickle. I mean, after they lost that first game, fans were calling for Rob Thompson to be fired. So, you know, it's a Philadelphia thing. The 76ers get Embiid back. That's good news. And the Phillies, and you know, what we saw last night with the three home runs.
Yep.
And Bryce Harper busting out the whooping stick, as they used to say on ESPN back in the days when everybody had a catchphrase.
Yep.
You know, it's fun to watch, and that's what fans want. Because when sports teams win, most people don't care about politics when their teams are winning. So they focus on sports. That makes them feel good. It makes them feel bad, but at least they move on to the next day, unlike politics where nobody can move on for the next 8 months, unfortunately. Yeah,
exactly right. Speaking of politics, let's get to the two biggest political issues that we've been talking about today. Then I want to get your thoughts on Caitlin Clark and WrestleMania.
By the way, is Dawn going to Italy? I heard a rumor.
Yes.
She's going to Italy.
Yes,
no,
sir. Dawn.
When is she leaving? When are you leaving, Dawn?
Friday.
This Friday already?
Yeah, this Friday. Listeners.
Wow.
Yeah, listeners trip. It's so exciting. Larry and the boys have never been.
Really?
So, it's a, yeah.
What kind of Goombas are they? Oh, that's right. They're not the Goombas. I'm sorry. Go
pandemic,
ahead.
You know?
Tony, I don't know if your people told you, but you will be co-hosting a few shows with Mr. Kale and myself when...
When is that? I didn't write it down. On
his people? What do you mean, his people? You mean Robin?
Yeah, I don't know the dates off the top of my head, but I think it's like the two Wednesdays.
Robin wrote it down. I just flipped the calendar to April. That's how much I am. The only thing I knew I had in April was blood work yesterday morning at 9:15 a.m. That's all I have on my calendar.
Blood work. Hopefully everything went well, sir.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'll wait for the lab results, and then if I'm okay, I'll let you know. And if I'm not, then I'll let you know.
Exactly. One of the big stories that we talked about this morning is directly impacting you and other Floridians. 90% of illegal immigrants that have entered this country and have been flown by the Biden administration to a variety of cities and states, 90% have gone to Florida and Texas. And to be completely honest, it's Florida in a landslide. In the last 15 months, over 300,000 people. You live there. I mean, are people noticing this on their daily routines in the streets? And what are people saying about it?
People here aren't saying anything. They just go about their business and enjoy life and the weather until it starts getting ungodly hot in a couple of weeks, you know, and then people will be complaining that it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
And then we'll worry about the hurricane season. And that's what happens here. I don't notice any differences going around every day. And, you know, I go up to my lot to check it. And by the way, construction is already underway. So there could be a big 1210 WPHT live broadcast from the deck overlooking the sunsets here in Southwest Florida by Christmas. We may have to have a big Christmas party down here.
I mean, I'm not
a library. By the way, speaking of Christmas and parties, Dioli, he may as well just move down here and do remotes.
I know.
He's posting pictures from Key West at the sunset.
Who's this?
He was in the same ballpark with the Phillies.
Yep.
A couple of rows apart, and now he's posting videos from Key West. He just wants to live here, doesn't he?
Well, I certainly do. So he's beating me to my retirement goals.
He is. He absolutely is.
Beautiful. The other big story I found interesting is when you look at some of the disturbing trends here as we're getting ready for another election. Did you know that Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Texas are registering voters at an alarming rate without photo ID? All you need as an illegal immigrant to register to vote is a Social Security card and number. And in Pennsylvania alone, Tony Bruno, 580,000 new registered voters, and we don't even mandate a photo ID. That just goes to show you how we stack up to other nations about taking elections seriously.
Well, I just saw on the local Philadelphia Inquirer, which I still will not subscribe for a dollar for 6 months, because it's not even worth a dollar of my money for 6 months of their coverage.
I agree.
But anyway, I digress. That doesn't even count the grandfathered in dead people who vote in Pennsylvania and in Philadelphia. I mean, just figure that. Yeah. They at least had IDs when they were alive before they became always on the same voter rolls mm-hmm. in Philadelphia. And now I see Philadelphia is going to have like more walk-in, register, and vote places, because that's what we care about in Philadelphia. Make sure that people who supposedly can't get an ID are now going to go into these places and start getting their ballots now and getting them ready. And if somebody doesn't, people don't have a problem with that. I don't get it. I don't get why we cannot have an ID to vote. How that is racist and disenfranchising people. Nobody has tried to get more people out than big cities. And so that's one of these lame excuses, and I don't understand it.
Yep.
And listen, the Republicans are stupid. They're stupid just like the Democrats are. So if you want to take sides on which party is worse and trying to get people to vote,
amen.
Just look at these local elections that are going on. Pennsylvania's got one coming up. How many people do you think are going to show up for that meaningless election year? Who cares at this point? Because Biden and Trump are both going to win another state. What difference? I mean, I know there's local elections and that kind of stuff, but seriously, people are not motivated to vote in these. Once both candidates were presumptive nominees, does anybody care about all these states voting every day now, other than the local things that matter to those people in those states? By the way, Kansas City, they voted against raising taxes so that the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals can get new stadiums built. And the Royals want a new stadium, but obviously Arrowhead, where the Chiefs play, mm-hmm. they just want to spend billions of dollars to make it nicer, because it's still a beautiful old stadium. So even Andy Reid out there politicking on voting day the other day out in Missouri was saying, yeah, we got to vote yes on this. Yes, let's raise taxes.
Yep.
And the people said no, because people don't want to be paying taxes for rich sports owners to build their arenas or stadiums.
Right.
And that's the way people can't afford stuff. And now I'm going to have to raise my taxes so that you can have new additions in Philadelphia so the 76ers could build a building down there where they've had two malls already fail in the last, 15 years?
Right.
Come on, man.
Right. No, I agree with you. I mean, you talk about the cost of tickets, the cost of concessions, the cost of parking. Now we got to foot the bill for you to build a plush new arena or stadium, which is a total joke and a sin, to steal a phrase from Dawn. Because, Tony, you know this as well as anybody. These networks and these franchises and these leagues, they are printing cash hand over fist with the television contracts. They could easily finance it or pay for it, mostly up front, or get some private investors. They don't need the taxpayer dollar for this.
Exactly. Look at Oakland, where they lost the A's, they lost the Raiders, they lost the A's, and now they're still trying some last gasp attempt, to try to keep, and then the A's are playing there, and there's like 3,000 people reported in the stadium. Why would fans go out to watch a team that's going to lose? And they're already starting to tear down the Tropicana in Las Vegas to build the Raiders, the A's new stadium. And yet people in Oakland, and I feel bad for those people. You look at how Oakland has just totally become a really sad place to live. And I used to fly in there all the time, right near the airport there. All the restaurants, there's an In-N-Out Burger that's shut down. Hotels in that area are shut down. And Oakland's now trying to attract people to fly there instead of SFO, because nobody's flying into Oakland, apparently, because of the lack of stuff around. People are afraid to rent cars. So it's sad what's happening. But to me, people are voting for the people that you get who you vote for. Philadelphia School Board was announced yesterday. And that's a big, since when do we not vote for school board members anymore? In some cities, you vote for school board. In Philadelphia, they just pick out the people they know and throw them on a school board. So the voters don't have control over their children, over what's going on. And that's what most common sense people want. They want to know what's going on with their kids, who's running the school board. Can these people be thrown out if they're incompetent? They can't. Look at Larry Krasner.
Yep.
One of the few DAs who can't be thrown out of office.
Mm-hmm.
Even if people decide they want him thrown out of office. So So tell me what that's called. Mm-hmm. Is that democracy?
It doesn't sound like it to me. The great Tony Bruno joining us as he does each and every Wednesday at 8:30 live from Florida, brought to you by American Heritage Credit Union. Another sad thing is how certain individuals and a select few of the far left love to view everything through the prism of politics or social issues or specifically race. And the women's NCAA basketball tournament is going on, and I know you're well aware of this. And Caitlin Clark is an all-time great, not just in women's college basketball, but men's college basketball, just the sport of college basketball in general. And we had a rematch a few nights ago of Iowa and LSU, and there was so many social and political storylines that were kind of like clouded over what was supposed to be a great game where most people just want to enjoy greatness. And that's what I think Caitlin Clark and also LSU's Angel Reese are, as well as that coach, Kim Mulkey. She's fantastic. And the ratings come back, and they got like 12 million viewers. It obliterated NBA games, college football games. And it's like one of these things where, again, I wish people would just take the foot off the gas, Tony, for 3 hours and let people enjoy the greatness of Caitlin Clark. I want to play you this audio because earlier in the week, Jemele Hill said, well, Caitlin Clark only gets the coverage she gets because she's white. If you thought that was bad enough and ridiculous enough, listen to former Boston Celtic legend Paul Pierce, who had this to say on one of the talking head shows yesterday. I think this was on Fox Sports 1. Listen to this. I want to get your reaction. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not. It's beyond that, Key. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to just keep it 100 with you. We saw a white girl in Iowa do it to a bunch of black girls.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
That made it like, oh, that gained my respect.
I hear you. You're
like,
right.
That's like, oh, she didn't do this to some other little white girls that was over mm-hmm. here and
yeah.
in Colorado, wherever. She mm-hmm. did it to some girls from LSU yeah, who we did. Thought was some dogs.
Defending champs
mm-hmm. and put them on her knee and spanked them.
Tony, this to me is the issue. It shouldn't be, wow, the white girl just dominated. Like, the white girl just broke Pistol Pete Maravich's NCAA scoring mark. She's great regardless of any identity politics box you want to check off.
Exactly. And that, see, I don't disagree with what Paul Pierce is saying, but Paul Pierce played in the NBA for a long time. Doesn't he remember when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson came into the league, a white guy, a hick from French Lick, Indiana,
yep.
and how that re-energized the NBA? And so this whole thing where everything is the race card,
yep.
I mean, you know, Jemele Hill, all she has. In fact, if you buy a card of Jemele, she should be selling cards, you know, decks of cards, where all 52 cards are just a race card. Because there's no other card that
nope.
she can play.
You're right.
And the only reason she gets notoriety in the media is because she plays the rakes card. And then basically all the people who agree with her, where everything is racist, you know, then they keep watching her. But nobody knows where she is, where she works for the Atlantic,
yep.
which could may as well be the Titanic.
Might as well be Deadspin.
Yeah,
but agree.
Again, if you want to watch her, I don't care. If you agree with her, go right ahead. I don't tell people what to think. You know, who to like, who to dislike. But that just shows you. It's just ridiculous. You don't remember all the UConn teams?
Yeah.
They had a lot of white chicks.
Oh, I know.
Winning championships year after year.
Tony,
after
I can. That was when I, in the 90s, that was when I actually watched a little women's college basketball.
Rebecca Lobo, for God's sake.
Yeah, Diana Taurasi.
White women can jump. They don't have to because they don't have to dunk. Just shoot the stinking rock.
That's right.
That's what white people do. White people shoot, whether they're tall or short. It's always been white bros shoot the rock. And now that there's a 3-point game, that's all they do.
That's right. Because 3 is worth more than 2. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. Tony Bruno is with us. All right, Bruno, last one for you. WrestleMania 40. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday right here in your backyard in Philadelphia. Now there's reports out there that the WWE and Triple H, who runs the company now, a.k.a. Paul Levesque, has reached out to Jason Kelce about having some sort of involvement in the show, not just being an attendee, but being involved in a storyline. Your thoughts on the better Kelce getting his notoriety?
I'll tell you right now, I guarantee you they already have a script for him.
Uh-huh.
If they don't have a script written where Kelce comes in and runs in and then climbs under the ropes and comes in and then gets a chair and hits somebody and becomes a heel.
And shotguns a beer.
Exactly right, and gets a couple of cans. Somebody throws him a Bud Light, and he breaks it over his head and then pulls it off. I know you're excited. Are you going, Nick? Do you have tickets?
No.
Will you have your sign up there? You see there was a picture of Joel Embiid last night wearing a Suck It shirt?
Yeah, Joel Embiid's a big wrestling fan.
Room.
Yes.
Oh my
God. Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes, he was doing the DX thing from back in the 90s.
Wow.
That's right. No, I'm not going. Too expensive, and also I'm invested in the Final Four with Alabama making the Final Four. So I'm going to do the two TV setup on Saturday night, Tone.
How can you not? You pimp wrestling all the time.
I do.
And you're not going to WrestleMania?
That's
lame, Nick.
I should. You know what I should do? I should go to New York and say I came here seeking refuge and ask Eric Adams for a $10,000 preloaded debit card.
You can squat in the link.
Yeah,
that's right. I'd go there and squat. Inside the Lincoln Financial Field.
I'm going to squat
rains,
starting Thursday.
Get yourself a tarp and then hide because it's going to rain and it's still raining there, right? That's why I'm bringing you the sunshine of Florida.
I hope so.
If there's one thing I vow to do every week is to bring some sunshine, except for Dawn, because she'll be seeing sunshine in Italy.
She is.
And good food and everything done right over
good
there.
Good wine.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm jealous.
I'm jealous, too.
I am, too. All right, how about this, Tony? I'll come down to Florida and hang out with Zioli. You go to Italy with Dawn, and we'll let Greg figure it out from there.
We're all in different locations, and we're all going to still do the show, so figure it out.
Yeah. You're going to get Stunt Brain. Is Stunt Brain going to be involved?
Oh, yes.
Is Walter going to be involved?
Absolutely.
We're going to go right down
the whole cast of characters.
We're going to empty the bench out, Tone.
Empty the bench.
By the way, Tony, the guest spots are April 10th and April 17th.
Well, that's coming up. Now, will that interfere with... If it's during the solar eclipse, I don't know what to do. I may have to pull the window shades down.
That's true.
I don't want to look at the sun. What are you guys ready for the eclipse? Because isn't that when it's supposed to be? It's supposed to be the 9th, right?
Yeah. Next. Is it Monday the 8th or Tuesday the 9th? I think it's. The
I don't
8th.
Know. But if the show fill-in is next Wednesday the 10th,
yeah,
that means we will have survived. So if I Woo-hoo! Can't see. Because I looked at the sun without buying my protective glasses,
yeah.
And the world comes to an end at the same time, then we won't have to worry about the show.
Sure, that's
on
a good
Wednesday.
Point.
All right. Well, here's the poll question, Tony, because I know you love a good poll question.
Right,
would you rather stare at Dylan Mulvaney in a bathing suit, or stare at the sun and burn out your retinas during a solar eclipse?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Come on. I mean, I could go without having sight, you know, for the rest of my life, as many blind people do.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything, we'll have to do the show in Braille. And listen, I'm not knocking blind people.
Right.
The fact that blind people function the way they do in this world has always been one of the great miracles of the senses.
Amen,
you know,
brother.
And blind people able to go out there and walk around and cross the streets and use their canes. That's to be admired.
Yeah.
And so I will stand behind my blind brothers and sisters and look at the sun if it means I'll never have to see, by the way, another trans day of visibility.
Yes.
And by the way, the good news is I went to the store Monday after the Easter, the day of
Trans Day of Visibility,
And I went and bought a whole bunch of leftover Easter oysters. Oyster bunnies.
Oyster bunnies.
Oyster bunnies down here in Florida where they're in abundance. It's oyster bunny season and stone crab season down here.
Love it.
Just like Zioli, come down here, get yourself some Easter bunny, oyster bunnies. I'm sorry.
Buddy.
Oyster bunnies and some quality stone crabs, and then watch the sunset down in Key West with Rich Zioli.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Beautiful. Our buddy Greg, who's in exile in Jersey on Twitter, calls Zioli the part-time host.
He's been too big for the station. I'm telling you right now.
It's amazing.
He may have to be like Rush Limbaugh and have a compound built down there in Miami.
Amazing. Ooh.
Well, Bruno, you're gonna remember this. Remember when Jim Rome had that epic rant on vacation? He's like, I take a lot of vacation because I get a lot of vacation. That's the Zioli mantra nowadays.
Exactly.
Good stuff, brother. We got to run and get out of here. Thank you, Tony.
All right, guys.
Love you, Miss Robin.
Have a safe trip.
Yep.
Bring me back a cannoli or something that we don't have in the United States that's only in Italy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tony Bruno, woo-hoo, live from Florida, as his staff has confirmed his days of hosting.
Thank you,
coming
staff.
Up on the 10th and the 17th. Thank yes.
you. AKA Miss Robin.
Thank you very much, Robin.
What are the dates again? The 10th?
And the 17th.
Wednesdays.
Okay, back-to-back Wednesdays.
Back-to-back Wednesdays. Bruno Wednesdays.
There you go.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.